I'm Zelig. I'm your counselor. It's nice to meet you.
You're scary.
No, I'm not. I'm the nicest person in the whole camp. Ask anyone.
It turns out that Zelig actually was the nicest counselor in the camp. A gentle giant, as he was known throughout the camp. You see, Zelig was a bachur in Yeshiva Teri Vedas. And in those days, the head of Yeshiva Teri Vedas was a tremendous tzaddik named Reb Shraga Feivel Mendelovich. And Reb Shraga Feivel encouraged his talmidim to do kiruv as much as possible during the summer. Thus, Zelig had secured a job at Camp Morid HaGeshem, which was a special camp designed for children from public schools, and the goal was, by the time the summer was over, to convince them of the beauty and the magnificence of Yiddishkeit, so that hopefully, by the time camp was over, they would want to go to yeshiva and spend the rest of their lives as frum yidden. The boys followed Zelig to the bunkhouse. A few boys were so excited they ran ahead into the bunkhouse. But it was only a few seconds later when they came running out, holding on to their noses for dear life.
There's a skunk in there!
Oh, campers, I guess you're getting a real welcome to Camp Morid HaGeshem. A skunk? What else is new?
Yeah, what's so bad about it? It can't possibly be worse than my socks.
Okay, campers, let's see. Who's not afraid to go in there?
I'm not scared. I'm gonna go in.
The boy ran in, but only a few seconds later came running out.
It stinks in there!
Another boy volunteered to go in.
I'll go in. What's so scary about a skunk?
But he too came running out only a few seconds later.
The smell is horrible in there.
Then Steve volunteered.
Oh, come on! A bunch of fraidy cats! I'll go in there!
Steve went into the bunkhouse, and just a few seconds later, the skunk came running out. The kids all ran for their lives.
Well, the good news is, boys, at least the skunk is gone.
The boys reluctantly followed Zelig into the bunkhouse. Zelig helped them get unpacked, and then he took them on a tour of the entire magnificent campus. They saw the lake with all the rowboats, the canoes, the kayaks. He took them to the creek where they could go fishing. They saw the magnificent horses for horseback riding, and he took them to the sports fields. But last, and certainly not least, Zelig took them to see the gazebos where they would learn the Heilige Torah.